Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleo. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Orge. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joaquin Andujar. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Joaquin Andujar. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo fires to first and picks off McGee. Two outs. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Obergfell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stearns settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stearns. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell takes first base on ball four. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Obergefell steals second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joaquin Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulleo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Smith steals second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball towards right. Hendrick settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hendrick. Baylor moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Obergefell moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Obergefell moves to third. Ramsey moves to second. Joaquin Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar is 0 for 1 in the game. Andujar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Obergefell scores. There goes Ramsey trying to get to home. Baylor throws to Hodges, who tags Ramsey for the out. Smith moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0 for 1 in the game. Pulio hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dane Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio fires to first and has McGee trapped. There's the throw to Gardenhier, who tags McGee for the out. Two outs. Dane Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge is 0 for 2 in the game. Orge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar fires to first and picks off Wilson. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio is 0 for 2 in the game. Pulio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andujar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramsey strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulio covering, for the out. 2 outs. Joaquin Andujar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Andujar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. Pulleyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McGee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. McGee reaches second base with a double. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 3 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McGee. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Andujar fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. 1 out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Wally Backman pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Charlie Pulleyo. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to second. Jim Cott now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. There goes Backman trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into Porter who tags Backman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Doug Baer now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Mike Scott now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Sanchez pinch hits for Doug Baer. Orlando Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Julio Gonzalez now playing second base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Tillman pinch runs for George Foster. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Mike Scott. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tillman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McGee who is chasing the ball. Stearns reaches third base with a triple. Tillman scores. Youngblood goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges is walked intentionally. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Wilson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wilson. Smith moves to third. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Mets. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Danny Org. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Tito Landrum pinch runs for Gene Tenarche. Ed Lynch now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-4 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive towards short. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.